Right, let's continue the conversation about the world of football. Mark Robinson is the biggest name when it comes to stories in football. He's the chief footy writer at the Herald Sun. And then, let's be honest, the main man on AFL 360 on Fox Footy. And he joins us on Breakfast this morning. Hello, Robbo.
G'day, Half. How are you?
I'm going very well, mate. How are you?
Not bad. Not bad.
You're looking forward to round three? I saw you talking about that last night. You're up and about round three and the prospects that might come our way.
Oh, I think most games in footy these days have got a great storyline to them, and I'm not alone in thinking that. I mean, you try and do your selections, and you think, I'll pick that one. And I did my nine games, and I had five undecided. And I thought, oh, God, how good footy going to be this weekend?
Well, I did notice that you're four behind Graham Corns in the Herald Sun tipping at the moment.
What's he doing? No one's 15 after 2 minutes.
Well, they got nine. They gave him a draw in round one. They got all nine, Robbo.
How do you get a draw? I think we all get one for the draw.
Yeah, you would. Yeah,
you would. He didn't pick the draw.
No, he didn't pick the draw. No,
he's a smart man, Graham Corns. I really like him, but no one picks a draw.
We'll get to the tips shortly, but I want to talk about the back page exclusive you've got in the Herald Sun today with Lauren Wood about this mediation opportunity for Alistair Clarkson, Chris Fagan, Jason Burt, the four independent panel members, and the aggrieved in this Indigenous investigation Hawthorn and the AFL are running. What's the latest on this, Robert? How's this come about?
Well, this investigation has just been mired in legalities.
Yep.
As Peter Jess said recently, it's been hijacked by lawyers. Everyone's lawyered up, and it's ground to a standstill. So the lawyers from the Indigenous parties have called and invited key people for a mediation session that was done on the weekend. I don't know if Clarkson and Fagan and Jason Burt would have received the invitations yet. I think it might have gone to their legal people. But they want to have this meeting without lawyers. They want to go back to the very start when Hawthorn said, hey, guys, tell us your stories. Okay? And
yep.
So the Indigenous people said, right, we'll tell you the story. And then Hawthorn got these stories and then, oh, this is hot. I'll give it to the Integrity Department, the AFL. Then it got leaked out, went public. There's threats of defamation. There's angry people everywhere. Lawyers got involved. And it got to the point where I don't think the panel members have interviewed a lot, if any, of the Indigenous people. Certainly the coaches haven't been interviewed. Now people can say, what has been going on?
Well, I must admit, Robbo, I read that this morning in your piece. As yet, the panel has not interviewed the past players and their players. It's hoped Clarkson, Fagan and Burt, who are also yet to be interviewed by the panel, will be prepared to be a part of the mediation. And I read that, and I asked exactly that question. What the hell have they been doing?
Well, it's a very complex story, Daniel, because not a lot of the Indigenous people are familiar, culturally familiar and comfortable in sitting in front of panels. That's what I get explained to me. Some of them are not trustworthy of the AFL-appointed panel. So they've given their written submissions, which is their storytelling, to the panel. And the panel have been made aware of them. I'm pretty sure that Clarkson and Fagan also would be aware of those. Like, of course they are, because it was in the paper, so they inherit something. They know what the storytelling is, but it's just been mired in legality. It was interesting that Gillon McLachlan, who spoke yesterday at the big conference, said that he's hopeful that a resolution is coming soon. Now, I think he said that one time before. He might have said that in August last year, and he hoped to wrap it up by December, but that didn't happen. And we're now in March going into April, so he's hopeful. But this might be a step. But if Alistair Clarkson and Hawthorn and Chris Fagan say, no, we're not coming to that, well, this is just going to drag on. The lawyers will get back involved. And to be honest, mate, who knows where this is going to end up?
Well, it's been a mess from the start. I must admit, when you said before that the report, which was hot from the Hawks, was handed to the Integrity Department and then it got leaked, I did think straight away, not a lot of integrity in the Integrity Department, if that's the case, Robbo.
That's if you think it comes from the integrity part.
Okay, righto.
There's no okay reading to anything. I mean, I don't know if the AFL Integrity Department leak a lot.
Well, they shouldn't, by rights.
Essendon people might think during the Essendon supplement saga a lot of information was coming out of the AFL and going to the big paper, but no, Andrew Dillon is a pretty decent fellow as head of integrity.
Yes.
I don't think Andrew Dillon's in the business of leaking information, mate.
Okay, all right, read into that what you will. So in your view, after speaking to all the key players and through the following this story and reporting on it like you've done, can you see an end result shortly?
No.
Right. Okay.
No, I can't. Alistair Clarkson has been steadfast in his denials and that he'll be fighting this charge all the way through. It would have to be a big change of mind from Alistair Clarkson, who has spoken mostly more than Chris Fagan on the matter. It would have to be a big change of mind from Alistair Clarkson for him to go to a mediation table.
Right, well, we'll follow it. It's a bit slow, but we'll follow it through the journey, no doubt, because it's one of the biggest stories in footy. What about the other one at the moment, Robbo, is the Western Bulldogs? You were talking about this last night. I must admit, I was talking to Robbo, to Steve-O before, saying how well I thought Luke Beveridge handled the situation yesterday when he has been known to be a bit feisty with the media in situations like this. I thought he handled it really maturely, with a nice edge to suggest that they'll be okay, these boys, especially tonight.
Yeah, well said. As a coach, Dan, I'm sure you assess the coaches, not heavily, but you look at them, what they say in their body language and their tone. I thought Luke Beveridge spoke superbly yesterday, but he had every right to. Over his coaching journey, he's found himself in troughs before. As he said, his word trough. Now, they are in a trough.
Yep.
Because it's not that the fact that they lost two games, it's how they lost two games.
Yep.
Right? They look disorganised. You know, they look disinterested. And that's, you know, it looks like I said during the week, it looks like they're not trying. Of course they're trying, but they're just dishevelled. And it's his job and the senior players to get rid of that dishevelment and bring a concerted team performance. And I don't care what anyone says. I know there's tactics and strategies in football, Dan. I know that, and I've told you this, and I've shared with you my opinion before. Every strategy is underpinned by effort and commitment.
Yep.
Every single one. And if you haven't got effort and commitment, your strategy is worth zero. So the Dogs must bring a level of competitiveness. And let's see what happens from there. Just play the game. But play the game with the belief that it's the last game of football you'll ever play. Give us everything you got. Because that's what the good teams do. Now, that can waver a fraction because, you know, they're only humans, not robots. But, you know, don't waver between 80% and 20%. Really close it down to 80% and 70%, you know? So I think the footy world will be looking at Luke Beveridge, his boys, tonight and say, right, what have you got? What have you got, Bulldogs? You know what? And that's why footy's great. That's why footy's great. You know why? Because if they come out and win tonight, oh, you know what everyone will be saying? Oh, he's a great coach, Luke Beveridge. He's a great coach.
Yeah, they will. They exactly will. Who have you tipped tonight, Robbo? Graham Corns is on the line. He just wants to know.
Yeah, no, I don't think Graham Corns is worrying about me. I am on the top line of the Herald Sun. That's all. Where do you want to be?
Well, is there a bit of rivalry? Because you're on the top line and Jared's on the bottom line at the moment. Do you rub that in?
I think Jared's getting beaten by kiss of death. I'm gone for the Lions. And I tell you, when I was driving home from Fox Footy last night, might be a boring story, but it might not be, we'll see.
I'll be the judge of that.
And I'd gone up past the MCG there and I stopped at 7-Eleven. I felt like some cheese and biscuits, right, yes, to drive home to Warrandyte. So I just stopped in there and I walk in and there's Lachie Neale and Lincoln McCarthy. And Lockie being on 360, he goes, hello, right? I said, what are you doing? He goes, what are you doing here? I said, I'm getting cheese. It was about whatever time it was, 9 o'clock. I said, what are you doing? He goes, oh, no, we try and eat a bit of chocolate before every game. That's our tradition. I said, okay, no worries. I had a chat to him about life and footy and their performance last week, which was truly, it's almost a perfect performance, wasn't it?
Well, wow, that's like the last 12 minutes, yeah.
Response from the Lions after the week before. So their challenge, I suppose, is to bring a similar kind of intent this week. So I was driving, jumped back in the car, ate for me cheese and biscuits, drove down Punt Road. I said, "Good fella, Lockie. I hope he goes really, really well."
Oh, good. What was Lockie's chocolate of choice, Rob? I want to know what the Brownlow medalist eats before a game.
That's a great question. I had a look at what he was carrying, but I didn't recognise it. Like, it wasn't your typical Cadbury's, you know, the purple paper, or it wasn't a picnic or a flake or whatever else you can buy. It was one of these, you know, fandangled protein kind of chocolate things.
Right.
You know, he's not heaving into a bloody Easter egg, mate. Him and Link were getting a... it was funny, though. We're walking up and down the aisles of the little 7-Eleven there like we're at the supermarket.
As long as the bananas were pointing the right way, Robbo, in the trolley. That's what you need to make sure next time you're in the supermarket. Always a pleasure chatting to you, Chief. Welcome anytime on this program. Appreciate your insight in the Hawthorn situation and your tipping expertise today. Go get them.
No worries. Thanks, Hart.